Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph. In the Sefer Shmuel, we will learn about great tzaddikim, Elkanah, Chana, Elia, Kohen, Shmuel HaNovi, Shaul, David HaMelech, and Yehonasan. Shmuel HaNovi, who wrote Sefer Shmuel, named the Sefer after himself, as he played a pivotal role, often behind the scenes, in anointing the Malchus of Yisrael, the kingship of Yisrael. Shmuel himself was also a Shofet, which marked the transition from Sefer Shoftim to Sefer Shmuel, the beginning of the period of the Nevi'im of the prophets. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayehi ish echad min ha'Ramesayim Sofim v'Har Ephraim u'shmo Elkanah. There was a man from Har Ephraim whose name was Elkanah. Sefer Shmuel opens with the story of Elkanah, Shmuel's father. Elkanah was one of 200 Nevi'im at that time. As we will see, there was a lack of proper leaders in Klal Yisrael. Elkanah went up to the Mishkan every year, despite the fact that Kohanim dissuaded many from coming. As Elkanah would be Ole L'Regel, he would sleep in the local towns, arousing people with the desire to join him at the Mishkan in Shiloh. Because of Elkanah's dedication and ability to bring Yisrael together, he was Zocheh, he merited, to his son Shmuel, one of the greatest prophets of all time. And in Pasuk Beis, below Shtei Nashim, Shem Achas Chana, V'Shem Ashenis Penina, the Yehi Penina Yeladim, V'Lachana Ein Yeladim. Elkanah had two wives, one Chana, who didn't have any children, and two, Penina, who did have children. On the names, Penina comes from the word pearls and precious stones. While Penina wanted her children to keep Torah and mitzvot, she also wanted to create and give a comfortable life to her children, represented by pearls. Chana, on the other hand, comes from the word chen, which means the hidden depths of the world. Chana wanted her children to be solely dedicated to a life of avodas Hashem, service of God, and kedusha. Chana was also one of the seven nevi'os, the seven prophetesses. In Pasuk Gimel through Pasuk Ches, every year Elkanah would bring korbanos to Hashem at the Mishkan and Shiloh. The two sons of Eli HaKohen, Chathni and Pinchas, were stationed at the Mishkan. Elkanah would give Chana a double portion of the food brought from korbanos he would bring. Elkanah loved Chana, as Chana was unable to have children. Penina would taunt Chana, provoking her to cry. Year after year, Elkanah would unsuccessfully try to console Chana. One year, Chana poured out her heart to Hashem at the Mishkan, as it says in Pasuk Yud, "Vehi maras nefesh v'tispala l'Hashem u'boicha tivcha." Chana was maras nefesh, she was bitter soul, and she davened to Hashem as she was crying. Notice how the Pasuk says maras nefesh, she was bitter, not atzvas nefesh, she was sad. Because although miras, bitterness, is close to sadness, it's coming from a completely different place. Miras, bitterness, leads to happiness and simcha. Not chas v'shalom, atzvas, sadness and depression, would lead to just further sadness. The Navi continues, Chana, not giving up on her situation in life, beseeches Hashem for a child. Chana promises, if a child is granted to her, the child will be one, totally dedicated to the service of Hashem, and two, a nazir. As we will see, to never, ever give up and trusting in Hashem's kindness, and to go to the source of all life who can truly grant us our requests. And Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chana hi midaberes al liba, Chana was speaking to her heart, Raks v'sosea na'os, only her lips were moving, V'kola lo yishma, her voice wasn't heard, V'chaveya eili l'shkira. And Eli HaKohen at that time, who was also a shofet, thought that she was drunk. Note, the Gemara says that many valuable hilchos of tefillah actually learned from these sukkim and how Chana prayed. Eli questioned Chana about praying drunk. Chana answered Eli and related, she's not in an improper state of mind. Rather, Chana is pouring out her heart to Hashem for a child. Eli shared, Hashem will give you a child. Chana was excited by the news. A son was born to Chana and Elkanah, as it says in Pasuk Chof, but Tahar Chana v'teled ben, Chana became pregnant, and a son was born to her, v'tikra et shemo Shmuel. and Shmuel was born to her. Ki Hashem Shaltiv, because Hashem had answered her tefillas. And Pasuk Chav Aleph through Pasuk Chav Chet, which is the end of the parak, Chana waited until she finished weaning Shmuel in order to bring Shmuel to the Mishkan. At a young age, Chana brought Shmuel to the Mishkan. At that time, Chana brought Korbanos to Hashem for thanks. Chana now dedicated her son to the service of Hashem, as was stated in her original neder of her promise when she had prayed initially. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.